To get things started at the Clean Cities Congress, General Motors sponsored the opening reception, and with me in this interview is John Gadosh, who is Director of Marketing for the Fleet and Commercial Operations for General Motors. First of all here, John, what kind of statement would you make to the people who are coming to the Congress this year?
Well, I think first and foremost, we'd like to welcome everybody to the Congress. GM has been a sponsor of the Clean Cities Congress for many years, and we are very pleased to be able to host the evening reception the first night. We've got a lot of interesting presentations over the course of the next several days that we'll be making, plus we'll be giving out some awards to those Clean City coordinators that have shown increased performance over the last year relative to utilization of both our vehicles and alternative fuels in general, so we're really pleased. In addition, we have showcased here our E85 vehicles. We have our new Avalanche that was just launched at the Chicago Auto Show a few weeks ago, and that'll be the highlight vehicle. In addition, we have an Impala E85. And we also have the Saturn Greenline View that will be coming out later this summer. And lastly, we're going to be showing our new Tahoe two-mode hybrid, which is our next generation hybrid for our full-size vehicles that will get a 25% improvement in fuel economy on those vehicles.
Well, the participants here are coming over to the event tonight from the hotel on, at least I was on, a General Motors hybrid bus.
Right.
And so that's an example of the types of vehicles that will be on display here.
Right. And that vehicle is, in fact, the first application of that system that we had within General Motors. And our approach is to put hybrids on the larger vehicles first and come down from there, with the thought being that those vehicles tend to use the most fuel and the hybrid system would have the biggest improvement in improving the environment on those vehicles. So we started with the buses. Now we're coming down into the full-size sport utilities. They'll be out the end of this year, first part of next year. And then we'll be launching a year from now, approximately, the new hybrid pickup truck, which will also use the two-mode system. And then the Saturn Greenline View is a different type of hybrid system, a simpler application, but will be priced probably very, very efficiently in the marketplace and probably be the lowest price hybrid vehicle available at about $23,000. So we're really proud of that vehicle, obviously.
Alternative fuels have certainly caught the attention of the media in general today. And I know, although I didn't get to see it, I heard that 60 Minutes did a nice piece, especially on ethanol, here today. And so alternative fuels really are getting a lot of media attention. And as you say, General Motors seems to be making a big investment in this type of new technology. You handle the fleet area, and there is a lot of emphasis here on this Congress on fleet operators.
Right.
What kinds of acceptance and type information do these people want and need that you're now trying to satisfy?
Well, I think people are trying to get a handle on what makes the most sense for their fleet. And although I do have responsibility for the marketing for the fleet side of the business, I do have responsibility in General Motors for alternative fuels in general. So one of the messages, or one of many of the messages that we're trying to communicate here, is that first and foremost, General Motors is committed to eliminating the automobile from the environmental equation. That's the first message. The second message is, how are we going about doing that? And plain and simply, it's a multiple stage process over the next several years, starting with first and foremost improving the fuel efficiency of our vehicles that are on the road today. General Motors has more vehicles that get 30 miles per gallon than any other auto manufacturer. We lead more segments on the car and truck side of the equation with fuel economy leaders than any other auto manufacturer. In addition, we're trying to reduce emissions, so we're introducing new technologies like six-speed automatic transmissions and variable valve timing and other things along the line. E85 fuel is next up after we go through that phase, and with the vehicles that we have available at General Motors today and the additional vehicles we're launching next year, we are going to have, we have today 1.5 million E85 capable vehicles on the road, and we're going to be launching about 400,000 or 500,000 incremental units every year. So by the time we get to 2010, we'll have well over 4 or 5 million units on the road that will be E85 capable. Biodiesel is the next one up that we're looking at, and we'll be probably making some announcements later this year about biodiesel and our efforts on biodiesel. Hybrids are next, and ultimately, from our perspective, is a fuel cell vehicle. That's a little further out in time, but all of those kind of lead up to the whole concept where General Motors is, in fact, trying to eliminate the vehicle from the environmental equation.
Is there anything else that you'd like the consuming public to know about what General Motors is doing in this alternative fuels arena?
Well, I think right now the big news is E85, and we are going across the country working with the different states to enhance the availability of E85 fuel, because if the country is truly serious about reducing its dependency on petroleum and foreign oil, then E85 is probably the fastest way that that can be done. When you consider the fact that a vehicle running on E85 fuel is running on only 15% of the gasoline that it would otherwise be running on, because 85% is a renewable fuel, you can see, if you do the math automatically, that you're going to have a substantial reduction in the use of petroleum. So we're working with the different states. Last year we launched a program with the Governor's Ethanol Coalition where we allowed the governors and or the agency that they determined within their organization to have access to either a new Chevrolet Avalanche or a Chevrolet Tahoe to communicate and educate to the people just exactly what E85 is and how it works. We are extending that now and have made announcements in California, Minnesota, Chicago, Texas, and Michigan with regard to the actual opening of E85 stations and partnerships with fuel providers like VeriSun and Kroger is going to be opening stations, and Clean Fuels America, and several other organizations that we're working with. And we plan on continuing to do that over the next year with other states, and we've been working with them behind the scenes and working through the efforts that are necessary to get the provider and the stations and the fuel made available. And at the same time, just educating the general public on what E85 is.
Thank you very much, John Gaidosh, who's Director of Marketing for Fleet and Commercial Operations for General Motors and sponsor of the opening reception here. We really appreciate that, John. And from the Clean Cities Congress in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.